Skojar. Welcome back. Last week we learned about the chiyuv of going to Beis Din, and the issur of going to Erkos instead of Beis Din. Ashitasim lefneiem. Lefneiem in front of the Dayanim, the Smuchim, Elokim, or in front of Moshe, Aaron, and Hur, the Bezdin of Yisrael, and not Lefnei Akum. Vayvena Pelilim, to make them to be the Pelilim, is a covenant to their beliefs and their systems, and it's a rejection Chas v'Shalom of ours. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam say, which is the first quote on this first sheet, we'll get to the other sheet soon, is the Shulchan Aruch of Sefal Subbeis, which is primarily from the Rambam, that's also to don in front of the Goyish courts, even if the din is the same there and here, and Kol Shekein if it's not, because then there'll be Isra of Gezel to it too. And even if they both want to do so, it's still an Isra the Torah doesn't allow. And the Shulchan Aruch has very emphatic terms that aren't anywhere parallel to the rest of the Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch. The person over this Isra is called a Rasha, Ukila Chira Vekira Vahiram Yabateris Maizra Ben Avashalom. The first phrase of Hareza Rasha has, it's not only an insult, but it's a halacha categorization that he's a apostle for aid. Person goes to court, you can't call him to be an aid at a kedusha, let's say. And he's apostle to take a shua. And according to some Paiskim, he's not even a starve to a minyan and shul. Ukiila chera v'kira v'her v'yabatoros maishu b'nei v'shalom. It's a denial and non-acceptance of Teres Maish Rabbeinu, because here you have Magid Rabbi Yaakov, Chul Mishpat of Yisrael, you have divine law from Kodesh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai. And a person says, no, I'll take the man-made law of the local government instead. That's a rejection of everything that Moshe Rabbeinu got from Har Sinai. And therefore the Ramah says, there's a Chayav Nidui on that, not only for him, but also for those people that support him, which is a practical discussion we could have another time. And yet, this is the lach that we talked about last week, that even so, there's a heter. As terrible as it is, as much of a chil Hashem and a chira v'gira v'chal Hashem v'kvira, but when you need to, you're allowed to do it. Which is strange. You need to allow to do something that's a chil Hashem. But children are passing the base that when we have limited authority as nowadays, and the authorities of the land are civil systems. They are the upper hand. Ubaldino Olem, and your opponent in Din is a strong man, influential man, a person that's not going to buckle under and accept the authority of the Beis Din, the Rabbanim, and the Torah. Veni Yochel Haslam Mimono. And therefore, the person that has a valid claim is then not able to collect it through Dayan Yisrael because the other person does not cooperate. Then what you're supposed to do is yitfe'en el Dayan Yisrael t'chila. The procedure is first go to Dayanim, to Beis Din, and then and ask them to be toveya him, to be mazman, to summon him to come to Beis Din. When he ignores it or he tells the shliach Beis Din, I'm not coming, then he asks Beis Din to grant him Rishus, which is called Heter Arkos, permission to go to court. And then he's allowed to go to court to be able to collect his money, and they shouldn't have a loss for it. And the question is, okay, it's going to be a loss for $100 or $100,000. Why is that a Heter to do something that's an Issur D'oraisa? So we spoke last week one Svara, one Echad Shu Shtayim, a double Svara, which is basically from the Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda says a Svara, why is it Mutri? Yes, it says a Kasha. Eich Mutri b'shvul b'amayim. V'lechaz erkol sh'nachrim, it's a chiyuv d'issur d'oraisa. It can't be over in an issur because you want to be able to save money. Uli yesh lemer d'atam kevin d'chol zed d'osar. The whole reason that it's also lechaz u'mikra d'lifneihem. Eile mishpatom asher t'osar l'fneihem, that we have a chiyuv to go and seek out din by Beis Din. So the person wants to do that. It just, that's not possible. And came a mokom to lay efshal if nahem. when that's just not a practical possibility because the other person is not going to cooperate and the person doesn't have the enforcement ability. Because then the Torah is not saying you can't go to them. It can't opt not to go to Bezin Yisrael and go to Mishpat Akub instead. That's what usher to opt out and therefore by implication reject Din Torah. When a person says, I want to go to Din Torah, and the other person is just not cooperating, so going to the court is not a matter of showing where my allegiance or my belief is, and therefore there's no Yisrael of Nayim. That's the svara of the Kli Chamda, which is a Gishmaka svara. But we just said this in a very rush at the end. There's the Gedolei Achrayim in Chassam Sefer in the Bir Gron Shulchan Aruch say a different approach, which is less pasha to hear. But even so, the Gedolim of those poskim, the Chassam Sefer and the Gra together, take a different approach. I want to show you in a moment a big nafkamina that it makes. Chassam Sefer and Shuvas.
When you go with Rishos, you go to Bezdin. Do you know the Bezdin is going to rule differently than the Jewish court is going to rule? Is there a sort
you mean court?
Zayla, the court?
Yes. That the Nesiva says it over here in Simcha Vav. Kvegar says in Simcha Gimel. That even when you have the heter going to there, be allowed to collect that which the Bezdin says you're entitled to. But if they're going to give you more than that, you're not entitled to do it. So you have to say, thank you very much, Judge, but I'm only going to collect that which I feel that.
Maybe make the guy jail time or something.
That's his own fault. Now, there are shiles of Masira, and that's a discussion of its own. But if he has the option of coming to Bezdin, and he doesn't want to, and because of that he suffers, that's his own fault. Let him come to Bezdin. Generally speaking, it doesn't work like that. A civil claim is monetary. It's just civil. It's not criminal. If you start just going saying that he embezzled and he committed fraud and he whatever like that, so it'll probably spill over to the civil system. Although you might have that option not to press charges. I don't know enough about that. But if that's the case, and that's his fault, you tell him, listen, I'm ready to go to Bezdin. Over there, you won't face those consequences. You don't want to come to Bezdin. I have a right to collect my money. And if you don't want me to collect my money, which you don't want to pay me, you're going to have to get punished for that. Be smart and don't do it. But if you don't want to do it, I don't have to lose my money because you're going to you're an action. So the Chassam Sefer says a different beer, which I'm going to show you in a moment, makes a big enough gemina. Chassam Sefer says, and this is a excerpt from a tshuva, that when you go Bershus Bezdin lo mikri haplilim al shmam, the plilim, the judgment process and decision that comes out from it, is not called al shmam on the name of the civil court. It's considered as though that's the Psak Bezdin. Because the Bezdin told you, well, if he's not going to do this, then the following of the procedure is going to happen. You go file in court and get the decision, and that's what he's going to have to be faced with. So then this process is what Bezdin has instructed. That's considered to be Lefneim. It's a chiddushtik way of looking at it. It's considered to be Lefneim. And the Gra in the Shulchan Aruch, he always writes very cryptically short, but he seems to say the same principle. For the Bira Gra, the Gra references sources to halachis. Now this halacha where it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to go to the Yoni Akum to be able to collect the money, he references a Gemara in Gittin, which is really a different context. The Gemara in Gittin over there is talking about when, on very limited occasions, Bezdin would say that a person it has to be give a get to his wife, ad kadakach, to such an extent that if he refuses to do so, then if we have the power, we will force him, even physically force him, to be able to give that get, which is very limited when we apply that kind of halacha, and it's only with a psak Bezdin. It's not a hefker kind of thing to do anyone on their own. And if a get that's done with coercion and force without a psak Bezdin, it's possible a get because it's not a das, not the rutzen of the Baal, and she's an Asia Zish, and if she gets married, her children will be mamzerim. But when you're done with Bezdin, then it is a kosher get. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun and Aleph and Aleph explains because that's considered to be his rutzen because of Mislishmoy Dibrik Achamim. The famous Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Gerushin, I didn't print it over here. Over here, the Rambam says that when he buckles under the pressure of what Beis Din is forcing him and coerces him, and he says, "Okay, I want it. I'll give the get." Then we say that's his true will. Why is true will? It's under just because of twisting his arm. As the Rambam says, because the inner will of a person of every yid is ultimately to do Ritzon Hashem, to do the right thing. It's just the Yetzer Hara is right now preventing him to do so. Under pressure of the coercion that Beis Din exerts upon him, then the Yetzer Hara finally caves in, and then his true inner self comes out, and the true inner Ratzon of every yid is to do the right thing, Alpi Das Torah and Ritzon Hashem. That's the beer of the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Gerushin. So when is done Alpi Beis Din, and therefore there applies the concept of Mitzvah Shmo Dibei Chachamim, then we say that represents a true Ratzon coming out, the inner self is coming out, and there was a kosher get. But without a Beis Din, there's no Mitzvah Shmo Dibei Chachamim, just some guy decides, you better give a get or else we're going to do this to you. So then if he does it under pressure, then that's not a true Ratzon. It's just like you make him sell his house to you for even a fair value. Well, that's not that good. You make him you give away something to you for free. Otherwise, you're going to, beat his life out of him. He gives away to you. That's still Gezel. He didn't want to give it to you. It was just under pressure. He wants to save his life. So that's the lacha of a get musa. So Gemara over there says that what happens when we can't do the asiya, the isui, the forcing ourselves. So if we send him to a goyish court, or we hire a bunch of thugs of goyim, and we don't, they don't just do it on their own, but they say, "Asay mashi yisrael omer luchal asays." That Beis Din, that court, or that hired at goyim, beat the guy and say, "You give a get like those rabbis said over there, or else we're going to do this and this to you." So then they're still doing it as an arm of the Beis Din, and he's doing it because he knows that the Beis Din said so, and it's still a mitzvah shor d'chum, then it's kosher. So that's what the Gaon references over here on this halacha. That when a person is refusing to go to Beis Din, Beis Din give him rishus to go to court. He references kishomro, say ma shel omro, then it's kosher ki isa begitin. So what is he bringing from over there? He's bringing from over there that when the goyim are forcing a person to do according to Beis Din, that's considered to be an arm of the Beis Din. And therefore, when the Beis Din is telling the masarev, the one that's refusing to go to Beis Din, then you're going to have to do what the court says. Then we're using the court as our arm, as our way to force him, that we don't have the enforcement power ourselves. Okay, we'll force you into compliance and payment of what you owe through the court system. And the Be'er Elyo, which is a beer on the Be'er Agra, says, these are his words, Shagam kishe'ena akum erkos omrim l'kai ma she'omer dayan Yisrael, even though they don't actually say in court, do what Beis Din says, the court rules on their own. Since the Beis Din authorized the claimant, likbol, to complain, make the complaint, file the complaint by Arkos, so it's done up according to the initiative and directive of the Beis Din. Or is it ki'ilu omru Beis Din la'arkos, she'achuf as a nitfa l'kayim as a psak din, and that's why there's no isser of lefneim lo lefnei ako. So they're explaining both the gra, api l'ber elyo, and the chsam sefer, that when it's done with Rishus Beis Din, then we consider the court to be an extension of the Beis Din, an arm of the Beis Din, the means of the Beis Din is used to force him to do what that Beis Din would say he has to do, and therefore that's why it's mutter, it's considered to be lifnayim. What's the nafka mina between the Klichemda's very nice beer and this more mechudishtik chiddish beer of the Chassam Sefer from the Gra?
Is that only if he knows? Because he has to know that they told him.
Well, we're first making a hasmana to him. We're summoning him, right. And then after the third hasmana, he either ignores us or he says, "I'm not coming," right? Jumping a leg. So then we give him what's called a ksavsirav, or at least a heter arkos, which we give a senekave to him to say that we're now authorized to veya to go to court. He's not doing it on his own; just opting out to go to the civil court. He's doing it with our directive, and you, Mister, are the one responsible for that. In fact, we even do another thing too, and that is, we do it in our Beis Din, Apiolach, it's true in every Beis Din, that we put into that ksav to say that the non-compliant defendant should be held liable for all legal fees of both parties, including of the claimant's parties, because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that his non-compliance is costing now the claimant his legal fees that are involved in filing and processing the claim in court. So therefore, we put on to that to say that this is part of the arbitration order, that he should be held responsible for those. Whether the court will hold or not, that's their choice. But it's putting him on notice that he's going to be held liable to that. What's the nafkamina between this? Is a very big nafkamina. Nafkamina is whether you always have to go to Beis Din to get rishus in order to be able to take the other person to court, even though you know he's not going to come to Beis Din. If you deal with a person that you know he's a real difficult customer.
Not from.
Let's leave that alone. Let's talk about even amongst our own. Shem B'Shabbos, and call that from, because you only have two things. Shem B'Shabbos and Kavshus, then you call it from. The other 612 minutes don't matter, right? But one of the, what? 611, whatever it is. Shabbos, Yom Tov, a lot of things. Kavshus, a lot of things also. Fine, whatever it is, other 600 mitzvahs. So we'll call him a frum person. He's really not a frum person. If a person is not listening to Din Torah, then he's a Rasha, Mayor of Miyab, Teres, Moshe, Rabbeinu, all of Hashem, doesn't sound very frum. But he'll call himself frum. He might even have, all the appearance and tzitzis and payas and everything else. But that's all chitzenius. When it comes down to it, where the buck stops is where you just see what kind of person he's really made out of. Chirav, Gidav, those are very, very strong words. You don't find it anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say that by Machal Shabbos. Okay, anyway, so if you deal with such a tough customer that says, forget it, I'm not coming, and whatever kind of reasoning and arguments he gives you, so then do I have to spend my time going through the Beis Din process and sort of wasting my time, or could I jump say it right away? Everyone knows he's not coming. He has a chazak even like that. We have prior evidence on that. So first of all, before we get to that, just because a person tells you, I'm never going to come to Beis Din, over my dead body, I'm not coming nowhere, no way, doesn't mean he's not coming. That's all posturing and scaring you off. When you actually get it to Hasmana from the Beis Din, and he gets on the verge of getting a seer, all of a sudden you might see that he's going to sing a different tune. So you don't really know until it comes down to actuality. But even if we know for sure he's going to, not going to come, if the reasoning why it's mutter is like the Kli Chamda says, because the Toveya shouldn't opt not to come to Beis Din and prefer to go to court, that's Lefnei Lo Lefnei Yaakov. That's Lechel Hashem. That's a Chirav Kirov. That's a rejection and an acceptance of a different system. But we welcome that it's not Epsher. We don't have that option. There is no possibility because this guy's no way he's not coming to Beis Din. So then it's not my opting out, it's not my rejecting anything, it's just a matter of collecting my money that I'm due, so then it'll be mutter. But if the heter is like the Chassam Sefer, the Vilna Gaon say, that's only mutter because ultimately when the court is going to pass, we're going to say that's the directive of the Beis Din, and that's considered to be lifnehem, because I'm still following what Beis Din told me to do. If I never went to Beis Din, I never got an instruction from Beis Din to do this, then I'm doing it on my own. It's still not lifnehem. It's still, I haven't done the chiyav of going to Beis Din. And therefore, according to Sam Sefer in the Gra, which is in Shulchan Aruch, Kli Chamda is a nice Sefer on Chumash, but it doesn't hold the same halachic authority as the Sam Sefer in the Gra. That means that even when you have an umdana, then you'd have to go to Beis Din first in order to get rishus.
Would Beis Din still have to do manas and everything, or could Beis Din say
how would Beis Din know for sure he's not going to? Now, Beis Din would have to, if they would have basis, that's Beis Din's job. But if they would believe that they have basis, then they can give rishus. And then when they give you rishus, then they're doing according to their instruction. We'll give you a guideline thought on that in a moment. Now, over here, I gave you a package of letters. And these letters are a piece of history. The particular case that was involved, by the way, is not a Baltimore case. It involved the Baltimore Beis Din. It wasn't about anyone here in Baltimore.
It's about the same case?
Yes, letters? All about the same case, yeah. And Tufshin Samotes, 5 years ago or so, approximately. We had this kind of case where it was rather a celebrated case. It means a lot of big people and big names were involved in it. And a divorce case now between a husband and a wife. And the lady, for some reason, got a heter from some very, very well-known, respected rabbi, a very popular and esteemed and household name kind of a person, you all know, and he just blatantly said, yeah, you could go to court. He never spoke to the other side. He never called into a Beis Din. He never went through any kind of a process. He just, yeah, you could do it. And because of that, she went to court, and she took from him everything he owned, which is no justification of Pialocha. So, but she said, but my rabbi said I could do it. But there was no Beis Din, and there was no process, and there was no chance for the other person to be able to present his case, and like, what kind of Beis Din is that? So, of course, anyone that learns Shulchan Aruch knows that's not the right way of doing things, but I can't just say it on my own, because I'm much junior and not so well-known and respected as he is. So I sent the Shaila then to a number of Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. The first one was Rav Nissim Karelis Zayin Gezunt, who is from the leading elder sage Dayanim, that's full-time Dayanis, in Eretz Yisrael. He has a whole large 3, 4, 5-story Beis Din in Bnei Brak that's so many junior Dayanim under him. He's like the head of the Dayanim over there. And I sent this out to him. What is the guideline for being able to be matir someone to go to court? And I made it into a Lomrish Chakira. Is it a shal of Isser v'heter? Like asking something whether something is mutter in Kashrus or Shabbos or Nida or any other halacha that you might ask to a Rav. Or is there shayla in Beis Din, in Dina Mamanis, and needs a Beis Din? When you want to ask whether something is kosher, you could ask your own private Rav, and your Rav could tell you something is mutter. Even something, let's say, that's got to do with an Isser of Ribis, you could speak to your Rav, your Paisek, and he could tell you that a particular, there's some papers over there, he could tell you that there's a particular transaction is permitted or is not permitted. He could tell you a psak, that's Isser v'heter. He could tell you this is mutter, this is not mutter. So is this over here an Isser going to our coast? It's an Isser. So I could ask my Rav, and my Rav told me it's mutter. Or is it a psak of Dina Mamanis? And Dina Mamanis needs to have a Beis Din. Needs to have a Beis Din, or what makes a Beis Din a Beis Din? Three people sit down over here, they can make a zoom in and bench. What makes them into a Beis Din is that they call both parties together, and they are now in over these two the two sides. The other side will have the option of saying, "I'm willing to go to Beis Din, but not you, particular three. I'll go to somewhere else. It's fine. Go somewhere else. If he goes to nowhere, then these three people are right to Donim. You have to first call him and give him a chance. Just three people sit down in a closet somewhere and say, "We are now saying that you could do this." That's three people where they can make him a zumin, but this nishkan Beis Din. So this is the shah that we presented to Rav Nissen about whether this is a haros iser v'heter dummy and you could do it a filah with one rav without the other tzad, or is this a shayla of dina mamadis and needs to have a bezin dafka and has to need to have shleisha and he has to be mazman the other party. So you see in his handwriting,
the husband was coming to the Baltimore Beis Din to try to intervene. Is that correct?
No, we sent the hazmanas to the lady. And because the local Beis Din in Lakewood didn't want to get involved because of this influence of this leading Chashuva rabbi. And we don't care because we're out of town, so we're not involved with that whole, all the politics. So we're willing to do it, Rav Heinemann and Rabbi Hoffer and myself. And we sent the Shaila to Rav Nissen. So you can see where he wrote back. Not only did he write back my Shaila, but he wrote back over here a recording of a Kolkari that he and other Gedolim, Chaim Chaim, Rav Yashav, and Zalang Gazunt, Rav Osner, together with Rav and Karelitz, wrote this up over there. And this is what he wrote back in his own handwritten letter to myself. On the next page with the email from Aryeh Krohn, he wrote down the entire text of this. This is an excerpt from this. But on the handwritten tshuva from Rav Nissen Karelis Zayin Gezunt, he wrote back to answer the shayla that you're asking about what's the guideline of who could be mount or someone to go to Yerkos. First, I want to just write over to you, and here it writes over in handwriting, that which is in print afterwards. It starts with a quotation where it's underlined. Hayos v'hoyu nechsholem binyan asinas heter Lefanais to turn Learkos, since unfortunately there's too much of this going on and people are nichshol on this. L'chein Hinnanu, and therefore the following three Paiskim, Mechaim, Mechaim, Rav Yashar, Rav Ozner, and Rav Krelitz, Hinnanu, L'kvaya, U'lahav here, and to clarify, U'lahadiyah, and to make known to everyone, that Heter, Lefanos, Learkos, Yinasei, Rach, B'Ksav, you have to have something formally written and signed. You can't say, oh, I spoke to my rabbi, he told me. That's untraceable, untrackable, and the person doesn't have to stand behind it, and not reliable. Someone has to be willing to put his name and signature and stample on the record. V'rakai de dayanam menusim, and these people have experienced dayanam that know how to handle these things properly. Achrei achakira, after looking into the matter carefully, investigating and finding out what's going on. Listen to this lashon they use. B'bechinas, in the bechina of the concept, the category of imbar l'cha kabayker, if it's as clear as day, and v'gam imbar l'cha kachoscha, if it's as clear as your sister. Now, what do they refer to that? That's a catchphrases. Take a look back at my sheet, the introductory sheet, the front page of this little package. Down where it brings from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion makes a double drasha. Darash Rav Yosef Yisim Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Ma'ir Siv was a puzzle mean in year where it says, based David Koyamar Hashem, Dinu Labaker Mishpat, judge in the morning's judgments, Batsilo Gozu B'dei Oishek, and save the people that are being stolen from people that are stealing from them. So what's the emphasis on the morning? B'chiba Baker, Dana B'chal Yomain Dana, you can only judge in the morning, not in the afternoons. What's the point of Boker? At most you could say Yom. What's up with Boker? Elah Zot Gemara, Imbar Lucha Dabar Kabaiker. If the Dayanim are so clear and positive about something so they're so certain about, like you see the morning's light and you say, oh, now it's day. You see the Nates of Ham, it's a beautiful sunny day. Oh, now I know it's day. If it's that clear to you, Amreyu, then you say it. Vim Lav Alt Amreyu, but if you're not so clear, then you don't say it. So that's the standard a Bezin has to have. It's beyond a shadow of a doubt. It has to be something that you know to be like day. Then the Gemara says, same Gemara right over there in Daf Zion, Ruchia Barabar Amr Rav Yonos Amiyacha, Pasuk Mishlei, Emor L'Chochma Achosiyat. Shlomo says, you should be able to speak to Chochma, to wisdom, and say, you're like my sister. Why can you speak to wisdom and say, you're like my sister? Because just like I know my sister very well, she's my sister, we grew up together. I know her from anyone else in the world, she's my sister. Likewise, L'Chochma has to be so clear to you, like I recognize my sister out of a hole, Ezra's Nasha, oh, hi sister, how are you? I know my sister. Likewise, I have to know Chachma, but with that instant recognition and knowing it clearly as well. In Bar Lucha Dabar Kachoscha, if something is as clear to you as your sister, then she Asur Lucha, you know that's for sure, it's Asur. I recognize, you know the Lach about her. She's my sister, I can't marry her. A lot of Shaduchim in the world, but that's one that's definitely crossed out because she's my sister, it's an Isser Karis. That you know without any doubt, 100%. Amreyo, then you could say the Lachav Yimla about Amreyo. Now, what is these two concepts in the Gemara? It says, Imbar Lucha Dabar Kabaiker and Imbar Lucha Dabar Kachoscha. These are two concepts that every Dayan always has to hold himself to. Number one is that you have to find out the facts of the case. You have to be Mevarer, the Metzius. You have to go through the story. You have to go through what people are saying. You have to look at the evidence. You have to go to the research. You have to question. You have to inquire. You have to press them. You have to find out until you're really convinced you know what happened. That's kaboker, as far as the fact-finding, as far as making an oimed, an assessment of the facts. But then once you even have the facts, okay, now we know this happened and this happened, and now, what's the halacha in that case? Then you have to apply the halacha, the legal standards of the Torah, and say, in these circumstances, the lacha is definitely that he's chayav and he's patur or whatever other kind of chiyuv the lachas would be. So you have to have a clarity, like the boker, in the establishment of fact, and you have to have a clarity, like your sister being usher, in the establishment of the halacha. These are the two areas in which the dayan has to operate. One is determining the facts, and one is clarifying the halacha. So that's what over here the Gedolim are writing, Rabbi Yashav, Rav Ozner, Rav Krelitz, as long as Chaim Chaim, that the Dayan has to over here, before he says a heter kos, he has to be achak kiri, he has to inquire into the matter, both in the Bechina and Bar Luchok Kabaiker, find out the facts of the story clear, just to kind of someone come over to you, so, oh, the other person is a terrible person, not coming to Bezin, please give me a heter kos, no problem, sign it to you, that'll be $50, fine, thank you very much, bye-bye. You haven't found any facts yet. Call him up, the other person, get the other who's his rav, find out, you know, what the case is about. You know, you got to do some fact finding. And v'gam od bar luchakal choska, clarify the halacha in this case, whether he has a valid taina, whether the other person has a response, maybe. You have to both find out the facts of the story as far as the halacha of the story, and only then can you give a het or a kos, and only a dayanim menusim that have that expertise to be able to establish like that. Ubanu ala chaisim, we therefore now sign them by Mishpe Hashem Emes, Yosef Shalom Yashav, Shmuel Halevi Vosner, and Rav Nissim Karelitz. Now, that's a quotation out of the psak that they gave together. Now, he added this in response to my question. My question, do you need a Dayan Yachid, a Rav, like Isser Vehetor, even Ribis, or do you need a Bezdin, like Dina Mamas, and you'd have three? So in that, he responds now, Behinani Lahashiv, now I'm going to answer to your particular question. Until now, I'm just writing there over the Kol Kairi that we put out in Eretz Yisrael that was in four seminaries in Eretz Yisrael that everyone knows. That's just the general guideline. But as far as your particular question, Shachar Tovitz, over here in Baltimore, you want to know about this lumdus about who does it take, one or three? Hinei l'chashuv sha'adin b'zeh im lahatir, yesh lo gam chaymer shal dini mamanis, v'gam chaymer shal iser akos. Both are true. It's true that there's a dini mamanis over here involved, because by paskening, you could go to akos, you're going to shift the whole dion, and the results might be different as well. And therefore, there's a dini mamanis involved. There's also a matter of an iser. And it's the chaymer of the Yisr. And the chaymer means it's a davar chomer shel chamurais. It's geilu chere v'gida v'herem yav v'teres maisha. It's an act of kfira that takes a tremendous authority to be able to reach that conclusion. V'akaponim asu lasos maisa b'lisha bezdin shesham v'shnei atzdonim pasak. And therefore, it definitely needs to have a bezdin that hears from both sides, or at least solicits hearing and participation of the other side to come to that conclusion. V'advarim negeim gam l'chashash gezel. And it spills over to an union of Gezel too, because to allow them to go to court, as it happened in the story that we're talking about, in the instant case of the Shaila, they went to court, and the court stripped them of everything. The case was actually that the husband that divorced his wife had beforehand a Yerusha of a couple million dollars from his father, and the court just took everything away, gave it to your wife, and left him with just a little pension. That's Mamash Gezel. Right, so if you're asking whether there's Dina Mabas involved over here, in the Chot Dina Mabas Gadol Mizeh. It's certainly Dina Mabas, and therefore, yes, it does need to have a Bezdin. What I gave you afterwards to follow with that, and this unfortunately is a problem that they're saying is too much Nichshol in Eretz Yisrael. I can tell you this stuff goes on all the time in America too, unfortunately, that Rabbanim, even respect Rabbanim, will say, yeah, I give him a Hetra Gadol Kos. Do you speak to the other side? Were you sitting in a Bezdin? Do you go through any kind of process? How much inquiry did you get? How much fact-finding you did? Do you look into the Paiskam? Are you really familiar with this? Are you experienced in this area? No, I just said it's much. I just thought so. Well, that's my opinion. We're not talking over here what bracha you make on cornflakes. We're talking about something that's mamash chomer b'chomerais. That's the question I asked, and that was the psak that I got. And the psak he's giving is not only from his own self, who is himself is a respected lead dayan, but he's writing a psak together with Rav Yashav and Rav Osner ben Chaim L'Chaim, Mamash G'day Li'a Paiskim. In their letter, which Arya Krohn sent in an email back in 2008, a couple years earlier, this is the full text of it. Just look at the beginning, the intro, the prelude to what they wrote back in Tavshin Nun Ches, that dates all the way back to 1998. Rabbanim Chosh Sliva call it Sibra, this is a public statement now from these gedolim. Just read the words he says there. It's almost very powerful. Chumras iser halicha le'erkos. How serious an offense it is to go to courts instead of bezdin. Before as v'shulchan aruch hashmishim mechavav ki abal lidam be'erkos raise a rasho ki lechira v'kira v'herem yabater esmoish rabbeinu ol v'shalom, as we saw in the shulchan aruch. Ubetanchuma that Tanchuma says, which is brought in the bir agro on the page of the shulchan aruch. They're not just looking for a medrash to say something. We're talking about that which is in Shulchan Aruch. Shekol mi shemaniyat dayan Yisrael kafar b'karash baruch t'chila b'akar kafar b'atayra. It's mamish going down to the core commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. V'hinei b'avnaseinu rabim. Unfortunately, we lament that the marash ha'avon chamar b'yaser, even though it's such a serious offense, Yeshik Yashu Bein of Yasa. We see over here Hafkeres. People just do whatever they darn please. Uvur b'shulchan aruch sham. The avsha baldinu alei. Even if the other person is non-compliant. Ein leila gerkos elim noyte rishus mi bezdin. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the nusach of Shulchan Aruch, I brought that on the first page, is vim lo ratza noyte rishus mi bezdin. Doesn't say that just go and do it on your own. Just ask your local Orthodox rabbi if it's okay, and he says, sure, no problem. You have to be known to Rishus Mibezin. There's a legal process that's involved. You have to get Rishus Bezin, some say, from the Gror saying, because only when it's all Rishus Bezin, it's like a Seim HaShem Bezin Om Lucha, then it's considered to be Lefnayim. Otherwise, it's Erkos. And then, they bring the Nusach of what Rav Nissen wrote over to me. There you have it. In the original source. This is, by the way, comes from David Morgenstern, who was one of the close Talmidim, Shamashim of Rav Yashub and Chaim. That's one that R.E. Krohn got it from, and that's the one that sent this link here. After we got this letter from Rav Nissen, Baruch Hashem, we got that response. It was sent, I didn't actually do the legwork over here, someone did it in Eretz Yisrael, took Rav Nissen's letter and went over now to Rav Sternbuch, by Sternbuch Zagazunt. And on the top is his own handwriting. On the bottom is mine, making out what he said on top. Divrei Hagon Rav Nissen Karel Shlita. Now he's referring back to the letter that he wrote to me. That which Rav Nissen wrote, She'ein Shum Het Alechaz Erkos, Ela Bahroz Bezdin Kavua. Only if you have a proper Bezdin that looked into this matter, Sheshamu Hatzdadim, contacted and heard from both sides and gave them both opportunities. This is the page that has a letterhead of Rabbi Sternbuch. Behoru Lahatir, and after the Bezdin, then Patsimutter. So that which Rav Nissen says, Haim Brurim, those are clear statements of Rav Nissen that Rav Sternbuch now is putting his agreement to. Ve'ein L'sayah over Bezeh. And therefore, it's usher to help out a person that's violating this rule and just going on their own. Shavera chamura, because the veira is so serious, and harav agon, this shlita, the husband is nimzakan, he can't do anything. So you know he puts his note of agreement onto that, and then finally, almost the same time, this was Yotziva and this was Yotziva, I think, almost simultaneously, it went to. Or Shlomo Miller. Shlomo Miller, as you know, is really a Baltimore boy. But he's a Rosh Kela in Toronto, and he's going to be one of the major poskim in Lakewood. He has a base of Raw in Lakewood also. That's why he got involved into this. And he writes, I'm going to read over here the type part version on the bottom, which he signed. Hine Pasha Barash Asal Lechaz or Kos Bli Heter Bezdin Chashuv. Without a proper Bezdin, you can't just go ask your local Orthodox or do it on your own. And certainly he puts in the bracketed parenthetical insertion is very important. Volomi elu hatayanim. There's a certain breed in New York area called the Tayan Rabbani, a rabbinic advocate that plays lawyer. But they switch hats. One day they're a lawyer, next day they're a judge. And they play off of each other. There's a lot to speak about them. So those Tayanim, that's who he's referring to, Ha'osim Atzman Bezdin. Yeah, they get paid very well, yes, and on both sides, and they have all kinds of inside whatever. So those people that make themselves the Bezdins, that's what he's right, where he's discounting them. Don't think, I mean them, I mean a proper Bezdin. Rokoshke na'achar shadonu b'Bezdin v'yatsal p'sak din mi'Bezdin, and all the more so, when two people did go to Bezdin, they got a p'sak from a Bezdin. She'isa chomra v'chil ha'shem l'lechaz d'erkoz l'vata p'sak din shal Bezdin. Which unfortunately does happen from time to time. People aren't satisfied. I'm not going to listen to this. I'm going to go to the court. Like, that's where you're going to find justice. From some, you know, Schwarz sitting on a bench downtown Baltimore. And from Tamidah Chachamim that spent a lot more time on this case and understand the people much better than that drunk over there. There you're not going to get justice. But from that Schwarz downtown, that's where you're going to get justice. That's a Chil Hashem. And it's over all kinds of Yisurim. Bisman Shehoyu Noyigim Benidui. Unfortunately, nowadays we can't do nidui's. But when they used to do like that, vado hoyu menadim al zeh, they would put a person like that into cheder nidui and shamsa. Hozim kedva masayim al yodim them and all their supporters. Va'afilu lu yitzurish atov bezin. Rav Shlomo Miller adds a fascinating addition to this. And let's say you're right that Bezdin made a mistake. Let's say, okay? It's a, I guess it's possible. Now, we say a human's always error, but there's a Elokim Nitzav Elokim. Elokim Nitzav Baras Kel. There's a Bezdin has a Siyat Yishmaya with a Kodesh Baruch's presence that, generally speaking, they don't make a mistake. But let's say, granted for a moment, yes, they made a mistake. There's a whole Simon Chavhei about what happens when Bezdin makes the Tov B'Dvar Mishnah, Tov B'Dvar Shikl HaDas. So let's say, Taka, they're wrong and you're right. Okay, let's say so. Hello, Tov B'Shikl HaDas. They probably didn't paskin, not like something that says black and white in Shulchan Aruch. It's a question of their assessment of either the facts or their assessment of the application of the halacha. One of the bar lecha boker or bar lecha kachoscha. It's a matter of shikla das, and then dinam din. Then the Gemara paskins in Sanhedrin and in beginning of the dinam moment of Mishleisha and in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and Chafei that b'diavad once they paskin their din is a din because who says your shikla das or their shikla das? We have to go with their shikla das. And especially, who's one that's now judging that their judgment was wrong? Someone that has a very personal interest over here, the Baal Dover himself. He's in a raya chayvul atzmai. He's not going to realize that he's the one that's wrong and that he's at fault and he's the one that's guilty. Generally speaking, when he thinks they made a mistake, he's really the one mistaken. Even if it's true, the din still stands, but usually it's not true. Which is the case that I brought up originally. Someone that calls himself to be a chasher rav. It's not possible. A person that's a rav, that's supposed to be teaching what the Torah teaches and following what the Torah teaches, Yavar b'shat nevesh will go like this irresponsibly and purposely. Al iser chomer gazel on such a terribly severe and serious iser. V'chil Hashem neira. Listen to that. We're talking over here. Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem only gets kapara after Yom Kippur and after Besurim only by Misa. That's what a Rav wants. Like, how could such a thing be, even? And that's what he signs, that such a thing is just totally, totally out of the pale and unacceptable. And therefore, no, a Rav can't just say, I said it's mutter. You need to go to a Bezdin. If a person doesn't have a written Heter Bezdin from the proper Bezdin, there's no Heter to go to your kosher number.
Can this man take this Rav's
Bezdin? No. What? No, he refused. No, that's my opinion.
If the Rav believes he did the right thing, is there an Isser of Lashon Hara to identify him?
No, this is a.
This is a halakhic principle. I'm not speaking over here about politics or individuals.
This is a halakhic principle.
It doesn't change the halakhic principle if I tell it was Rabbi A, B, or C. It's Rabbi Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Dov. I'll tell you his name. I'm telling you over here.